Hello, and welcome back to the Mindful Presenter Truth Series. Are you ready for Truth 2? You sure? Okay, here goes. Truth 2 is this. Most people don't prepare. It's true. When it comes to business presenting, my experiences having worked with thousands of people is that they don't prepare. They think they prepare, they believe they prepare, but when you study it, when you really analyze what they do, it's not preparing in the true sense of the word. Let me explain. Here's what a lot of people do. In fact, most people do, when I probe and go much deeper into what they actually do. They open their laptop, they get their deck out, their slides, or their notes if they're not using visuals, and they look at them over and over and over and over again. They read their slides, they study their slides, study their notes, and of course they rehearse it in their mind in the belief that that's preparing and that will serve them perfectly well. But it's not enough. A mindful presenter, we believe there are three critical areas that we need to prepare in. The first is this. We have to internalize our message. What I mean by that is just internalize it. I don't mean memorize it. Nobody wants to hear a memorized, slick, polished business presenter. That's theater. What I mean by internalizing it is that if your slides packed up, the technology went haywire, or you left your notes on the train or in the taxi, when you turn up to present to colleagues or clients or whoever you're speaking to, you should still be able to speak. You could still articulate your message with clarity because you've internalized it, you believe it, you own it, it's yours. That's what I mean by internalizing the message. To do that, of course, you have to be crystal clear on what your message is. You'd be surprised how many business professionals don't know what their message is. They have tons of information and data and knowledge, but no clear message. That's the first thing. Once you have that clarity of message, we have to internalize it. Once you've internalized it, the second element is this. You have to practice the verbal expression of that message. How do you sound? Do you even know? Have you ever heard yourself speak? You have to do one of a number of things. Either record yourself, you could even do it on your iPhone and play it back and say, how do I sound? If you want people to feel excited by your presentation or inspired or challenged or whatever it is, do you sound that way verbally? Or get some colleagues or your family, your trusted colleagues or friends to listen to you and ask them for open, honest feedback. Tell them how you want people to feel and ask them how you make them feel purely with your voice. The third critical element of high impact mindful presenting is practicing the non-verbal expression. How do you even look? How do you stand? How do you move? Do you make eye contact? Do you use your hands? What do you do? See, again, unless you see yourself or you get somebody to play back what they see to you, you're living in hope. And hope is great. I live in hope, but I don't rely on it. It's not a strategy. Most people don't prepare. It's not sufficient just to open your deck or read your notes over and over again. You have to internalize it, your message. You have to practice the verbal expression and practice the non-verbal expression. And then, and only then, does it start to come together. Please prepare for your next presentation.